Hello and welcome. You are listening to the Ditch Decade Diets podcast. I am your host, Lorna Perozzo, certified food freedom coach and founder of the Ditch Decade Diets Academy. I've spent 10 years in an unhealthy relationship with food, binge eating, over-exercising, and feeling insecure in my body. This podcast is all about helping you get to the root of your food struggles and teaching you how to rewire your brain so you can end binge eating. If you're ready to improve your relationship with food and cultivate more self-love towards yourself and your health, this is the podcast for you. So let's get to it and jump right in. Hello, hello, everybody. I am recording this the day after Easter weekend. Maybe today you are feeling a little guilty. Maybe you had a little bit too much chocolate. Maybe you're feeling a little bloated. Maybe you've indulged a little bit more than you'd like. Maybe there are certain foods that maybe didn't sit well with your stomach. Maybe you're feeling a little bit inflamed today. I really want to just have a conversation with you about like how to eat after a weekend of maybe indulging, how to eat after a social event. Because I remember when I was on my journey, social events used to give me so much anxiety. I'd be beating myself up. I'd be feeling guilty for weeks. I wouldn't know how to eat the next day. And I just want to remind you, it literally does not matter how much you ate this weekend. Whether you had one social event, whether you had three social events, it doesn't matter how much you ate. You don't need to skip meals today or this entire week. You don't have to spend hours over exercising to, you know, try to make up for how much you've eaten. When you actually change up your workouts, when you're changing up your food, this actually signals the brain that like you did something wrong. When you're over-exercising and you're not eating the next day or you're forcing yourself to deprive yourself, like that's literally telling the brain you did something wrong, so here's your punishment. And I'm here to tell you that you literally did nothing wrong this weekend by enjoying yourself. Again, maybe you've had a little bit too much chocolate or maybe you had just different foods. Because you know at social events, there might be foods that, of course, you don't eat on a regular basis. So regardless if you feel guilty, regardless if you feel a little bit too full, regardless if you feel maybe bloated or inflamed, it doesn't matter. You don't have to change up your workouts or what you're eating today or this week because that's just going to backfire. So what not to do this week? Number one, no particular order, do not throw out leftovers. So maybe you've hosted, or maybe you went somewhere and people gave you leftovers. I know for me, I had three social events this past weekend. So Friday, I was at Andrew's parents' house. Saturday, I was at my aunt's house. And then Sunday, I was at my parents' house. So I had literally three back-to-back social events and I had leftovers. But what you don't want to do is to throw the leftovers out. Because how often or how common is it to go to the social event, right? And you're like, well, you know, this is my opportunity to eat these foods. I normally don't have these foods on a regular basis. So you might even have the all or nothing mentality where you're like, I normally don't have this pasta. I normally don't have the bread. I normally don't have the dessert. So I'm just going to kind of eat it all. And then like come Monday, kind of coincidence that it's like April 1st, the start of a month, the start of a week. You might say like, I'm going to get back on track. So I can't keep leftovers in the house. And you might throw them out, but I do not recommend you do that because again, that is telling you, that's literally telling yourself, like, you don't trust yourself. Like you have to restart. But every time you're telling yourself, like you have to restart, it's almost like you're telling yourself, like you messed up and you have to do better, but you did not mess up. Like I said, you did nothing wrong this weekend by overindulging or enjoying sweets or different foods. Like I definitely had different foods that I don't eat every day at my house because of course, right? Like people bring different foods. Like that's just normal at a social event. So you don't have to throw out your leftovers and especially chocolate. Like this is a big one too. It's like, I had so much chocolate. Now I got to throw all the chocolate away so I don't eat it. But that's not realistic. And number one, it's not realistic. But number two, like you don't want to deprive yourself. Like you want to be able to enjoy chocolate. You don't want to be binging on it, but you want to be able to eat it with full control. And right now, if you feel like, well, I can't trust myself,
then you're going to throw it out. But again, you don't build up trust that way. You might also want to throw out leftovers or throw out chocolate because, again, you feel like you need to do better this week. You did nothing wrong. Okay. The second thing, telling yourself that you can't have any more sweets. So again, kind of goes into the first one, but if you feel like I had so many sweets, I had way too many sweets, I had way too much chocolate, I indulged in way too many desserts, like I can't have sweets this week, that is literally going to create a binge. Because think about it. It's like this boost of dopamine, right? It's like it felt so good enjoying all the food. And then maybe you're like, oh, I feel sick. I feel bloated, blah, blah, blah. And you're like, I can't have it. But again, it's like the restriction will just lead to another binge. So this is where you got to build up trust. Literally, this is where you got to build up trust. Build it. If you're like, I don't trust myself, well, you can start today. I'm going to allow myself to still have sweets today, tomorrow, next week if I want. You guys know I always talk about the importance of honoring your cravings. So you might not crave any chocolate today because maybe you're like, I literally had so much. That's okay. Or maybe you're like, I still want more. That is okay. That is okay. I promise you, you're not doing anything wrong. You're not doing anything bad. Number three, when it comes to exercise, you don't want to change up your workouts today. You don't want to spend hours in the gym. You don't want to do extra cardio today because again, that signals like you did something wrong. So now you have to compensate. Like you have to make up for it. Over-exercising is actually horrible for your body. I spent years and years and years over-exercising, over-training, spending hours literally in the gym on a treadmill, like got to burn off extra calories. And that is so hard on your body. You don't have to spend longer in the gym. You don't have to do more cardio. If you normally go to a weight class, go to that weight class today if you feel up for it. If you normally just go for a walk, just go for a walk. You don't have to do anything extra. This is where people get tripped up. It's like, I have to do more than what I normally do because I ate more than I normally did. No. No. Your body will work itself out. When you try to change things up and then the next day you're over-exercising and then you're also under-eating, like your body's actually going to be so much more hungry and that's going to lead into a binge. So you don't have to spend any more hours in the gym. You don't have to do extra cardio. You don't even have to work out if you don't want to today. If you want to, you can. If you don't want to, you don't have to. Friday, I just went to a yoga class. Saturday, I did a yoga with weights class. Sunday, I didn't work out because I didn't want to. I was like, I'm tired. You don't have to compensate with exercise. Okay. Now the fourth one, the things that you don't have to do is eat less or restrict how much you're eating. You might wake up this morning still full. That's okay. Listen to your body. Don't purposely skip breakfast, but if you're still full, then just eat when you're hungry. If you want, maybe, you know, you have leftovers and you're like, oh, the pizza was so good. Have the pizza. You don't have to eat less today and you don't have to restrict. You don't have to eat less today. You don't have to skip your snack. Have your snack. You don't have to restrict how much you're eating. You can just eat normally. The people who eat regularly the next day, they don't skip breakfast. They don't skip their snack. They just eat normally. They're the people that don't binge. They're the people who have a good relationship with food. And you can start today. When your diet culture brain or your restrict brain is like, you need to eat less today. Well, you probably shouldn't have carbs for breakfast and for lunch. You had so many carbs this weekend. Tell that brain to be quiet. Tell that brain that we're learning to trust ourselves. We're learning to be okay with honoring what your body is asking for. You don't want to restrict. You don't want to eat less and you don't have to. Okay. Now, what you can focus on this week is enjoy your leftovers. Like I literally, Guys, I literally get so excited for leftovers because I'm like, sweet, I don't have to cook. I literally got so excited. My mom made these. Oh, my mom made such delicious food. There was like orzo pasta. There was meatballs. There was patties. There was what else was there? I can't even remember. But whatever. This pumpkin chili, and I'm like, I am so excited. I took so much. It was like, I cannot wait to have this tomorrow. I'm like, I don't have to cook today. So, what if instead of like, oh my gosh, extra calories, what if you even shift your mindset and you're like, I get to eat delicious food again today? Like, I don't have to cook today, right? Like, enjoy the leftovers if you have them. Don't fear them, right? Don't fear them. Enjoy them. Okay, that's what you need to do today. Number two, listen to your body and honor your cravings. If you are wanting something sweet again today, do not judge yourself. No, you can't have something sweet today because you had it this weekend. Honor your cravings. Forget about how you ate this weekend. Today's a brand new day. And not in the sense of like, today's a brand new day, get your shit together. But what I mean is today's a brand new day. So it doesn't matter how much you ate this weekend. If your body is sending you a signal to enjoy some chocolate today, honor it. Okay. The third thing, move your body if that's what makes you feel good. Again, you don't have to overexercise and go crazy, but if you just know that moving your body and working out makes you feel good, do that. Do that. Now, when it comes to the exercise, it's like, what do I feel like doing versus what do I think I need to do? What do I feel like doing today? Right? For me, I'm like, it is so nice outside. I'm going to go for a walk with a friend. Maybe I'm going to do some yoga. But it's not, what do I need to do? Oh, I have to work out. No. It's a good idea to move your body, not because you need to burn off the calories, but I mean, you feel good. You feel better. You probably have more energy, right? And I don't know about you. I had a long car ride. It's like 2 hours to my parents' house. And then I had like an hour and a half on the way back. Like it's long. And I'm like, I'm seated. And then even at social events, like we're seated the whole time, except at my aunt's house, we're like dancing, we're having a party. It was so much fun. We're like playing music, like just having a blast. I love my family so much. But I was like seated a lot. Like I was sitting a lot. And I'm like, my hips, like I need to move, you know? I'm like, it feels good to move. So when you do it from a place of like self-love, and when you do it from a place of like, I want to feel good and I want to have energy, that's a good intention. Okay. Number four kind of ties into everything, but just honor your cravings and eat your normal meals and snacks. I talked about this, right? If you normally have two snacks, have the two snacks today if you feel like it. You're not going to force yourself to have it. You're not going to force yourself to not have it. It's like just listen to your body. And I know that's like the most frustrating thing. When people used to tell me, like, listen to your body, I'm like, but my body's not telling me anything. Like, I don't know. Should I have a snack? Should I not? Like, I get it. It can be like so annoying when somebody's like, listen to your body. But what I mean by this is like, if you feel this, like, this pull in your body that's like, have an extra snack or have XYZ for a snack, honor that. Without judgment, without overthinking, I want you to stop overthinking. Should I have this or should I not? Like, but I ate so much this weekend. Don't overthink. The more you overthink, the more you're spending time thinking about food. So don't overthink. Again, this is where trust comes in. I feel like this food and I'm gonna have that food. Trust yourself, trust your body, trust yourself. Every time you choose to go to extremes, whether it's before a social event or after, or even both, that's you continuing to yo-yo diet. And that's what you're trying to break free from. You're trying to break free from going to these extremes of like barely eating and then binging and then restricting the next day. Like you want to break free from the yo-yo dieting. And this is why it is so important before a social event not to restrict, because then you go into the social event ravenous, you're impulsive, it's going to lead you into a binge, whether you overindulge at the social event or you come home and you binge. Regardless, we don't want that. And when you've just binge and you're feeling bloated and you're feeling inflamed, that's when you want to restrict again. That keeps you in the diet binge cycle. And you're done with that. You're done with yo-yo dieting. You're done with obsessing over calories and restricting and then eating so much and then feeling guilty. You're done with that. So start giving yourself grace and compassion and continuing to eat normally today and this week, because that's one step in the right direction of healing your relationship with food, eating normally, and breaking out of the diet binge cycle. The people who choose to overexercise today and this week and restrict themselves from chocolate or from leftovers, they are going to have more binges than you, who's going to listen to your body, who's going to honor your cravings, despite how much you ate this weekend. You're going to move your body from a place of self-love, and you're going to prevent a binge from happening. It's not how much you ate this weekend. Stop obsessing over how much you ate this weekend. Stop feeling guilty about it. You're allowed to feel guilty. I want to validate your feelings, but also I want you to release it because it's not serving you. It's what you choose to do today and this week that matters, that can either prevent a binge or cause a binge. So have your regular meals, have your snacks, and remind yourself that your body doesn't want to be overly full. Like, think about it. Your body doesn't want to be overly full, and your body doesn't want to be overly hungry either. So trust that your body will eat the right amount the next day. When you're trying to manipulate and you're trying to change, then you're not listening to your body, and your body's not going to be sending you the proper signals. When you don't change anything, your body will wake up and be like, no, I'm still full. Or like, I'm starving. Your body will tell you. But if you're trying to manipulate and you're trying to change it, then you don't actually know what your body is asking of you. Your body is so smart. You guys, like, literally your body will tell you like, I'm hungry, I need more food. Or your body will say like, no, I'm a little bit still full. When you try to restrict and you try to eat less, it's hard to hear those signals. So trust. And I get it. Like, man, social events used to give me so much anxiety. I remember barely eating the day of, and then even going to the social event, like, I would barely eat because I was so scared of eating in front of other people. I didn't want people commenting like, oh my gosh, whoa, Lorna's eating that, when like they're so used to me like dieting. Or I just didn't want to have to deal with the comments. And even just like eating in front of other people was just like, honestly, like, so scary. And I didn't want to consume more calories with all the sauces, and I didn't know what's in there. And oh my God, I'm going to gain so much weight. Like, social events used to give me so much anxiety. But that literally, like, me restricting and then not eating at the social event would only have me coming home in the evening and binging on what I actually wanted to eat. Like, my family would come home and they'd go to bed. And then there'd be me like in the kitchen still eating. And they're like, did you not eat anything? And I'm like, no, right? This weekend, like I said, I had three social events back to back. I ate everything I wanted, guilt-free, without any binges, because I trust myself fully to know how much to eat without weighing, tracking, and measuring my food or stressing about calories. I know how to honor my cravings without binging and being able to stop when I've had enough, no matter how delicious the food is. I've rewired my brain. I no longer see food as good versus bad. I don't have any urges to binge. And I enjoyed myself this weekend. Like, I fully did all the food, not just the food, the company, but also the food. And there were definitely foods that, you know, I'm like, I don't know, maybe this might upset my stomach a little bit. I'm not used to it, but that's okay. Like, it's one weekend. It is okay. When you heal your relationship with food and you learn how to properly eat intuitively, instead of getting anxious going to social events, you actually get excited, because you can eat when you're hungry and you can stop when you're full. You can trust yourself around all sweets. There's no more fear. There's no more trigger foods. You can have exactly what you want without binging when you get home. Like, you can own your food choices. You can get seconds if you want. You can have the dessert if you want. You have the freedom to choose, yes, I want this, or no, I don't, without stressing over comments from other people or without judging yourself. And you're never going to be stressed out about even leftovers or binging, because you trust yourself. You're not going to have this fear of like, oh my gosh, I need to throw them all out. I don't trust myself. Like, I can't have them. And you actually won't even have scarcity around leftovers. This morning, Andrew gets up pretty early. He has breakfast pretty early. And I don't know, maybe it was like 11:30. He usually has lunch a little bit earlier than me. And he's like so excited. He like opened up the fridge. He's like, oh, can I have these leftovers? Like he was like a little kid. And I was like, yeah. He's like, the whole thing? I'm like, yeah. Well, obviously there's other ones, but like he had a full container. And I was like, yeah, like, of course. And he was like so excited. But there's no scarcity for me. A few years ago, there used to be so much scarcity of like, I need the leftovers. And I would literally eat lunch at like 9 a.m. because I'm like, I need to eat the leftovers before him. Anytime would we would bring leftovers home, whether it's treats or just like food, I would feel like I need to eat the leftovers fast because I was like, I don't want them to go away. And now I'm just like, Andrew had the leftovers. There's still more leftovers, but the full container. And I was like, that's totally fine. Like, I don't even know what he had. I don't even know which container he had. I'm like, that's okay. Whatever's left over, I'll have. Like, there's no scarcity. This is what's gonna happen for you when you have a good relationship with food. So, inside of my program, Eat Normally, coming up at the end of this month, I'm gonna help you exactly with this. You're gonna improve your relationship with food and effortlessly be able to eat intuitively without obsessing over everything that you eat. You're not gonna be stressed about social events. You're not gonna have to, restrict the entire week leading up to it. You're not gonna have to look up the menu ahead of time when you go out for dinner. You're gonna be able to enjoy sweets guilt-free. You're gonna know exactly how much to eat without being on a diet or weighing, tracking, and measuring your food. So if you want this, if you wanna be done with yo-yo dieting, you wanna stop fearing food, you wanna stop thinking about food all day long, this program is for you. If you've ever said to yourself, like, I just wanna eat normally, like, I see these people who can just like eat when they're hungry and stop when they're full, and like they can just have a cookie, move on with their day, or they can just have a cookie without getting into the all or nothing mentality. Like, I wanna be that person. I'm gonna help you be that person. I literally called this program Eat Normally because I know that you want nothing more than to just eat like a normal person. You can eat when you're hungry, stop when you're full. Food is no longer the first thing on your mind, no longer the last thing on your mind. You just want to eat without, what are the points? What are the calories? When's my next meal? Like, you want to free up that space inside of your brain. And this is exactly what this program is going to help you do. It's going to help you become an effortless, intuitive eater so you can just eat normally. So this program is starting at the end of the month. If you would like to join, I will leave the details down below for you guys. You can always message me on my Instagram, Eat Normally, and I will send you all the details as well too. Learning the information and the tools that I am going to be teaching inside of this program is what has allowed me to stop fearing food. It's what allowed me to no longer think about food. It's what allowed me to actually go to social events and just eat freely without judgment, without guilt, without binging. So I am so excited to help you eat normally, eat intuitively, so that food is no longer on your mind as well too. So thank you for being here. I hope all these strategies and tools was very, very helpful for you. And I'm excited to support you inside of Eat Normally. So be sure to message me, Eat Normally, for all the details. And I can't wait to see you inside.